Random House Audio presents The Buddha in the Attic by Julie Otsuka. Read for you by Samantha Kwan with Carrington McDuffie. There be of them that have left a name behind them, that their praises might be reported. And some there be which have no memorial, who are perished, as though they had never been, and are become as though they had never been born, and their children after them. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 44, verses 8 and 9. Barns burnt down. Now I can see the moon. Masahide. Come, Japanese! On the boat, we were mostly virgins. We had long black hair and flat, wide feet, and we were not very tall. Some of us had eaten nothing but rice gruel as young girls and had slightly bowed legs, and some of us were only 14 years old and were still young girls ourselves. Some of us came from the city and wore stylish city clothes, but many more of us came from the country, and on the boat we wore the same old kimonos we'd been wearing for years, faded hand-me-downs from our sisters that had been patched and re-dyed many times. Some of us came from the mountains and had never before seen the sea, except for in pictures, and some of us were the daughters of fishermen who had been around the sea all our lives. Perhaps we had lost a brother or father to the sea, or a fiancé, or perhaps someone we loved had jumped into the water one unhappy morning and simply swum away, and now it was time for us, too, to move on.